Dave Brummel is project manager for the SSA's Chicago region and a finalist for a 2013 Service to America Medal in the Citizen Services category. Dave, thanks for being on the program today and congratulations. Tell me what specifically you've been working on that's getting some recognition. Thanks for being on today.
Yeah, and thank you for having me on the show today. I think what the biggest thing I've been working on over the past years is a program called VIP, and that stands for the Visitor Intake Process. And that's really been known to have really transformed the way Social Security has checked in visitors and manages the entire interview process.
Your listing as a finalist for the Service to America Medal says that you're collaborating with IT colleagues in at HQ in Baltimore. Tell me about that collaborative process with you being out in the Minnesota region.
Sure. Yeah, I can give you a little background of, first of all, the VIP program. And actually, this whole idea stems from several years ago when I was a claims representative back in the Minneapolis Social Security office. And at that time, I just remember when we had hundreds of people standing in line waiting to come into the office, and we just had to think of a way that we could go ahead and try to expedite these people. And I remember just being so anxious about, a lot of these people would have to wait hours at times to be served. So that's really when I came up with this idea of trying to mainstream the whole reception process. So over the last years, I've put together the VIP program, and in the old system before VIP, it was really kind of an antiquated process, at least in today's standards. And what we used to do is use what was called pink slips, which was just a small pink piece of paper. And as visitors came into the Social Security office, we would write down their name, Social Security number, purpose of visit, and we put that onto a board, and then the interviewers would go ahead and pull those pink slips off the board and call the visitors. So as you can guess, it's probably a very inefficient and time-consuming process. We really had no tracking of information. So that's when, back several years, I was dabbled a little bit in programming, but I was definitely not very proficient in developing software. So spent a lot of my weekends and evenings learning how to write code and working on creating this program. So when I was working at the Minneapolis office, I actually intended to write this program just for the Minneapolis office, and got it set up. And then within a month or so, the word got out there. We started expanding the program to other offices in the area, and then actually expanded it to the region. And now it's actually used by all 1,300 field offices, which are serving roughly about 40 million people every year.
Congratulations on that achievement. I imagine you're very popular to talk about these issues, given the emphasis now on improper payments and making sure that payments are distributed efficiently and effectively.
Yeah, exactly. So VIP is really a program that I'm pretty proud of. We are kind of going through a transformation right now to make it more of a web-based application. So we do have a programming team that's converting the current functionality. But what VIP really does is it's kind of broken down into several modules that really encompasses the entire reception and interview management process. So if you can kind of envision one of the modules is we have a self-check-in process. So when a visitor walks into a Social Security office, they'll go up to the kiosk and check themselves in. It has a notification process to notify interviewers. It has another module for employee information, so all the employees in the office can see information at any given time of who's waiting to be seen, the orders people checked in, how long they've waited, and also any existing information that we have on that visitor. It also has a notification module, too. So one of the nice things is that as people check in, the interviewers automatically get notified, but it also notifies management when waiting times exceed certain thresholds, and also notifies employees and managers when a visitor checks in that's considered to be a threat to the office or even banned from visiting a Social Security office.
Dave Brummel is project manager for the Social Security Administration, finalist for a Service to America Medal for 2013. How do you find the culture of the Social Security Administration changing, if at all, to be able to be receptive to changes like this? Granted, the advances that you're making through the things you're developing are terrific, but there are always going to be a cadre of folks who just like to do things the way we've always been doing things because that's comfortable.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think the biggest support I get from our agency is really giving me the flexibility and often even the encouragement to be creative and think outside of the box. So, you know, back many years ago when it came to VIP, they really allowed me to take this idea and run with it. So, you know, I'm sure there was some risk on their part, but, you know, I think it paid off in the long run. So, and I think that's true not just with the program I worked on, is just that, you know, I think they kind of look at, you know, more of the future of Social Security and not just trying to get that quick return. And I think that's just one way that, you know, that's been demonstrated with this program.
You mentioned your experience, Dave, as a claims representative before you got into the IT business. How does that inform the way that you work on projects, IT projects now?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I think we have a lot of great programmers within Social Security, but a lot of them have never had any field office experience. And we have a lot of great field office employees that have never really had any programming experience or no desire to program. So I think that's where I have kind of the best of both worlds here. I worked in a field office for 15 years. I was a frontline employee. So I really saw how things work day in and day out, whether it's taking an application, dealing with the public, you know, seeing the hundreds of people walk into a Social Security office and seeing that, you know, something can be done to make things different. You know, worked on numerous workloads that as you work on those workloads, you just know that there's better ways to handle that. So I think that when I became a programmer, it gave me that extra insight to kind of look at ways to make those workflows or serve the public, whatever it might be, in a more efficient and accurate manner.
Well, Dave, I congratulate you on this selection, and you're certainly deserving, and we will look forward to following this when the Service to America medals are handed out, and wish you the best. Thanks for coming on today.
All right, it was my pleasure. Thank you very much.